in your brain, you're in the Nerd's Domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Nerd's Domain podcast. I'm here with Jesse.
Hi.
Scott.
Joe, hi.
And Shirley.
Jello.
I hate you guys. So this week we're going to talk a little bit about the future of Nerd's Domain as a company and the shows we have coming out. So currently we have the Nerd's Domain podcast, right? We're all excited about that.
Yay!
That's what you're listening to now. We love it. And then we also have Masks of Nyarlathotep. I hope we all like
Yay!
That.
Yay!
Woo!
Yay.
Which is the first character to die.
Well, and we just recorded our interviews for episode 100. And just all three of them were like, we love Masks. I'm like, good. I didn't kill you guys off for no reason whatsoever. I'm glad you like dying over and over and over again. But we have four new podcasts coming up, right? Yes.
All
right.
Who are you asking?
Jesse, tell everybody about GoFundThis that's breaking up from the Nerd's Domain podcast.
It's breaking up?
Yes.
Okay. GoFundThis is where we take a startup on something like Kickstarter or one of the Kickstarter clones. And
Fair enough. We call those crowdfunding sites. Sites, you got the idea.
And we interview people who have stuff on there. We try to get them information out, let other people know what's going on.
Which ones have you – you've listened to a few of them. Which ones did you like?
There was this one about this deck building space game.
Star Realms?
Star Realms, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was a good one.
It's just Shirley, you've listened to a couple of those, right?
Or Kickstarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones, do you remember which ones you liked?
The Dinosaur Girl.
The Dinosaur Girl, yeah. That was this girl made 3D raptors out of paper, but she made a giant one for her that she went as a raptor to a costume contest, and it was just this giant thing. It was really, really awesome.
And Star Realms.
Star Realms. Okay. Scott, I don't think you've listened to any, but which ones have you done?
I did Tappers and Color World. Yeah. And I think those are the primary two. I think I had a third one.
I think that's the two.
Anyway.
We were working on another one. I don't think that one ever worked
out. Right, that one fell through.
Yeah.
I liked doing both of those. I thought they were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's quite enjoyable to sit down with someone who has passion enough to put out an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter or some sort of crowdsourcing, and to sit down with them and ask them about their passion and have them just, gosh, he's really, really
awesome. Oh, yeah, it's yeah, yeah. Exciting. So that's kind of GoFundThis. We've had those up for a while. We've done probably a dozen and a half of those. But those will be kicking off into its own Kickstarter. You might have noticed those already – or its own Kickstarter, its own podcast. You might have noticed those already in the feed named GoFundThis. So episode 1 and 2 are up. Episode 1 was – tell me what's in that. It's a medicine – it was a medicine Kickstarter. And then the second one was podcast studio replacing what those D-bags stole, which is a local guy – who has a podcast studio who lost all of his stuff right before Christmas. They stole $30,000 worth of equipment. He replaced what was important to the business itself, but that was not the podcasting equipment. So he's trying to raise about $6,000 just to replace his podcasting stuff. But he used to work at Clear Channel, and he worked for Channel 6, and so he's got a background in radio and TV. So he knows what he's doing there. He currently produces the Hammer and Nigel show, which records live at Coaches every week. But we like to support both of them. And our next one that is probably already up by the time this comes out is the expansion to Heroes Wanted called Stuff of Legend, which that one looks exciting. I've already backed them on Kickstarter. I haven't officially recorded with them yet, but by the time this comes out, that will already have been out and probably be close to done. And then we've got a couple others, you know, in the pipeline. We're looking forward to those. So, Scott, why don't we talk about gaming with Scott? And who is this Scott guy, and why do we care about gaming with him?
Gaming with Scott. I am starting a podcast. I am the aforementioned Scott. The primary recording that we have is a Marvel role-playing game live play campaign. We also have I'm Gonna Hork, the four-part German Upside Down Cake. and put that on there as well. It's basically stuff I enjoy gaming with, games that I like. I'm not necessarily going to do reviews per se, although I'm going to do review-ish sort of things. The standpoint, and I'm just starting to pen out a new direction. It's all the things that I like about gaming, and a lot of that is going to focus on storytelling as well. Not a lot, but there's going to be a lot of the new line that I'm looking at recording are going to be storytelling tips, how to make characters, how to tell a good story. There are a lot of people that come into a game and like to play games, but one of my mainstays is it doesn't really matter what the rules are. It doesn't even really matter what the roles are, for the most part. If you tell a compelling story that really gets people emotionally invested, and they come away from your table going, "Oh my God, that was fantastic! I can't wait! We're gonna get together next month and do this again!" Then you've succeeded.
Or when you go get to the first, end of the first episode, they go, "What? No!"
Yeah, we have what we call the Rico moment, where the first night we sat down to record, we very much do it like Mask of Nyarlathotep, which means we record four sessions in the same sitting. This is about 4 hours worth of play. And we sat down all together and we started and we got into the, you know, we got into the first quarter of that night's adventure. And I went, "Thank you very much, everybody. And that'll do us tonight for Gaming with Scott." And one of the players went, "What?" and lost it, because he thought that's all we were doing for the night. And I said, no, we're going to take about a 5 minute, you know, break. We're going to go to the restroom, we're going to get a drink, and then we're going to start again. And he was like, oh, I mean, but he like flipped the table, lost it. And we had to like call him, you know, help him down off the ceiling. It was that much fun. He really liked it.
So with this, you're going to cover topics outside of just the gaming. So you're going to do Gaming with Scott, the Marvel game, the Marvel role-playing system game every month.
Correct.
Or every week. But then you'll also have special episodes in there as well.
Absolutely.
So,
like with Gen Con coming up, I've already got a couple of interviews that I'm going to put together, specifically that I'm going to release before Gen Con with the idea of, so you're going to go to Gen Con. Here's what you want to avoid.
Okay.
You know, like one of the interviews that I have was the wife of the person that I interviewed had bought a brand new pair of shoes for Gen Con.
Ooh, no. Avoid that.
And took them out of the box and put them on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
That's by Saturday evening, had bloody blisters on her feet. So things to avoid. Like, don't buy new shoes. If you're going to buy new shoes, wear them a week or two before you take them to Gen Con for walking all of that distance.
Yeah.
That those sort of like things to avoid at Gen Con, and that's not necessarily, oh, this place to eat or that gamer or this game system or that booth.
I want you to cover two topics that I would love to see you cover. Why the rules don't matter.
Okay.
Why the rules do matter. Two separate topics.
Wow, the first one's gonna be easy for me.
I know.
Rules don't matter. The second one, that's a little harder. I mean, I'd love to
co-host either one of those.
I have an angle for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's what you would expect.
Yeah,
but,
no.
We can do both of those.
I would love to co-host either one of those or both with you, because I have ideas for both. Because you were the person, because you're a jerk, that told me my second night at LARP, "Oh, you can run the game. The rules don't matter." When I still could not wrap my head around a lot of the book. When you go from a tabletop, roll some dice to throw rock, paper, scissors, that's a huge shift.
Oh, absolutely.
And I could still not wrap my head around that concept. And you're like, rules don't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, the rules don't matter.
And it was, 3 months in that I was running the game? So.
And did your lack of complete familiarity with every rule minutia bring the game to an end?
No, not bring the game. It did not help the game as much as it could have.
Okay.
Because there were rules minutia people.
Right.
That were rules minutiaing the rules minutia until there was only rules minutia left.
Right.
And that was rough.
Well, that just sounds like minutia.
And rules, yeah.
That's where it comes down to. Don't sweat the small stuff.
No, that's fair. So Gaming with Scott, that should – so GunFund, this is already kind of out, but it's going to start its own feed, I would say, sometime in February. Gaming with Scott starting February – you were doing Wednesdays or Thursdays, right?
Yep. Thursdays. So February-ish, March-ish at the latest.
Yeah. So it should be out in February. We'll just say February.
Sure. Happy Valentine's Day. This is for you.
You don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
No, I don't. That's the best you're going to get out of me as a gift.
And Shirley, let's have you talk about what's the name of this?
There are four lights. Is that
right? Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, that was very nice.
Thank you for not yelling at the mic and yelling away from it. That helps. So tell us about There Are Four Lights.
Ooh. Anyway, There Are Four Lights is a new podcast that we're putting out, and it will not go out until August.
We're looking at a July August start date. Depends on how quickly we record.
Yeah, we're trying to get the first season under our belt, and it is a podcast about the original. We're starting with the original season or series and first season of the original series, and we're going to go through every single Star Trek
episode.
Ever. But what are they called? Like, there's the original
every series, every season.
Space Nine.
Yep.
And
so we're going to do all of season one first of all of the series, and then we'll do all of season two.
Oh, then, so you're going to you're not going to do them all in order?
Oh, we are. Season one first.
Season one first of every.
It's an order you can do it in.
That's why.
No. I honestly, here's my. Go ahead. You go right ahead. I wanted to defend my mindset.
You can defend it in a second. And then, as breaks, we may be doing the movies.
Oh, God. You just committed us to something.
You said movies.
It was flying in the air. We hadn't decided. You've committed.
When you do the movies, are they going to be done in the order after the end of the season?
No, they're going to do all the first movies first. So it'll be.
Well, you know, Star Trek, honestly.
And then it will be. What was the.
Six or.
No. That was eight or nine. No, it was the first one after.
Generations
with Kirk and
Picard. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one with the bridge.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. Here's
because you committed first of everything.
first and foremost. If we did the movies when they came out, we'd do them mid season one of Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Why?
Because 1990 was when the last one came out, and that was like mid season three of Next Generation. Look it up. I'm not joking.
The last one.
Star Trek, the original series movies came out. So Undiscovered Country.
Undiscovered Country. Right.
I can't remember what the name of the one is.
That
they
was
go
in
see 90, God.
I thought that was the end of the 80s.
89, 90. Like, it was during The Next Generation.
Right.
So we will probably do those in whatever order we decide to do them in. But we have 671 episodes.
So woo! We will see you in about 5 years.
Yeah.
A 5-year mission?
If we did we have been approved to use any and all of 5-year mission songs
for
the podcast, as long as we
thank
note
you,
them.
Five-year
yeah, thank you, 5-year mission. I think that's fantastic. God. If you're not familiar with 5-year mission, 5-year mission is a Star Trek band where their first three albums were the first three seasons of Star Trek, and each song was an episode.
Oh, is that not amazing?
So, amazing. The intro to The Cage is phenomenal.
The Cage. Oh.
Well, no, the intro to The Cage is actually going to be the intro for every episode we have because it's the da na 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 only with a guitar and it's all like one stream. Yeah.
Nice. Please do me a favor. Defend your suggestion to do season one of the original series. Season one.
If you look at Star Trek, the original season.
TNG.
And you look at Star Trek The Next Generation, and actually if you look at every season of all of them, including Voyager and Enterprise, the first season doesn't feel like the rest of the seasons.
Yes.
It feels like the previous series.
That's a weak defense. The only defense I could think of is the fact that since I don't like Deep Space Nine, I'm not out for 3 years.
Yeah. No, really what it is I didn't want to do all of the original series and lose our Star Trek and Next Generation fans or our Deep Space Nine fans. I also didn't want to get to Enterprise and lose all of our fans.
Hey, Enterprise.
I love Enterprise. I think it's phenomenal. I think there are two episodes in Enterprise that are ranked in the top 20 of all episodes of Star Trek ever. And you just finished watching those because I turned you on to that Mirror Universe.
Well, and I have to say, watching those two episodes put a completely different spin on Enterprise as a whole.
And let you see what it could have been and saw what they were trying to do. And yeah, the whole season of the Zindi was rough. But season two was good. And the first part of season four was good until they realized they were going to get canceled. And then they just went, meh. Yeah. Season one was rough. It's always rough. Every season one of every Star Trek is always rough. Every
so why are you choosing to take all of them at the same time?
Because once we're done with that, we have all the good stuff left. Well, some of the good stuff
and
left.
And like six listeners.
Man. You as a viewer are going to lose track of what happens in one when you switch to the next season.
The beauty of Netflix is I can go sit down and watch all 30 episodes of season one of the original series at once. So that's our plan for There Are Four Lights, and we're excited about it.
We're very excited about it.
This will be actually Shirley and I posting that one with a guest host each week. The first episode is with Daryl the Trek Nerd, who does This Week in Trek. Right. Yeah.
Nice.
And then, you know, we'll have other people on. Jesse, you've laid claim to a couple of episodes. Yeah. Scott, you've laid claim to a couple episodes later in the series.
Yeah.
But
we have Matthew.
Matthew Peterson from Critical Hit and Major Spoilers will be
He's
on
toward,
an
I'm
episode.
I'm excited about that episode.
So we're really looking forward to that. And we've got some people from other podcasts. So we'll have rotating guests.
Just somebody claimed the triple episode already, I'm sure.
Johnny did.
Oh, like a trumpet.
So
I'll bump him from that. He'll get mad at me like he was mad at George, and then he'll just be mad. Moving on. I hope you're listening, Johnny.
So, and then our last podcast that we have coming out is Hit Me With Your Best Shot, which is
Hit
Your One Shot.
That's a trademark.
That's a good point.
Benatar just got sued.
Yep.
Don't get us sued. Okay.
So the last podcast we have coming out is Hit Me With Your One Shot, which is a clear play on Pat Benatar's song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, but where we will be taking role-playing games, playing one-shots in different systems, and then talking about that system and what we thought about it and how it went. This will be a rotating cast, a rotating host. I probably won't have to do much of anything for it, so there's that.
Except you're excited, huh?
Except edit.
Yep.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. So,
you must edit.
Yeah.
So the discussions in this podcast will be more based on the rules of the systems and less on the actual story that was told.
Some of it will be, and the reason I said something to Scott about rules, why rules matter, is because I feel like every system has a way to shine, and it's typically shown in the rules. Typically. And by rules, I also mean setting. So we're going to talk about the rules and the setting. And so Fate can be just about anything, but it has a very specific way it can tell a story. The face rip system that Scott's using has a very specific what?
I want to do the chrono system.
Oh, good call. The face rip has a very specific way it tells a story. Your system is a little more heavy on the rules and a little more bombastic with what you can do with it. That's what face rip is for. Fate doesn't do that. It's very bombastic or very subdued, and the rules allow for both. And I want to look at how each system does that. So we've got some old D&D systems that we've got access to. You know, there's tons of other stuff. I want to play some of the Old World of Darkness stuff or get somebody to play the Old World of Darkness stuff and talk about what each system has that we like and what we can go through.
I'm calling Shatterer.
I'm playing that game. That's fine. You will let us know when you set that up, and we've already got two people that are in that game, and you can't fill those spots.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And I'll spin that also as a game with Scott.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear both of you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shirley.
You said I've been wanting to play Shadowrun forever.
Yeah.
And I will spin that as one of my games with Scott.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nice.
So those are the four podcasts. Hit Me With Your One Shot is probably a July starting release. It may be up before June or up in June, but it's probably a July release. And we'll get all those out to you guys in the next, 8 months. But stuff to look forward to coming up from us. We will be at Steampunk Symposium, where I'm sure we'll be talking to Aloysius Fox for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming we can nail him down for
20
minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tackle him in an aisle.
Well, I mean, he's
just... Well, It's his con, so he may be busy. That's the only reason I don't want to say we definitely will be talking to them. But we'll be talking to them. We will do – Jesse, you're going to be doing interviews at Gen Con again, right?
Yep.
Scott, you're going to be doing lots of GoFundThis at Gen Con.
Absolutely.
So we've got a bunch of stuff at Gen Con coming up. Any PopCon, we will have a live recording again. I don't know who with because they don't have guests yet since they just announced dates, but – I've been assured that we are on the list to get a to get an interview with somebody and live record.
And our last interview at Starbase ended well.
Yes, it did. Max Grudenchik was great. Actually, the Indie PopCon was fantastic with Candace McClure.
Yes.
I was very happy with both of those, and I'm looking forward to the next ones. You can also find us on Nerdalogs Your Story. Shirley and I were on that podcast, and I highly suggest that one. If you want a storytelling podcast, Scott, it's individuals coming up on stage and telling a story, and before that they do covers of songs with a guitar and what I can only describe as a mouth piano.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the mouth piano?
I am.
So they do covers, and then they sing these songs, and they're fantastic.
They
and,
are amazing. Go check them out. Come up.
Yeah, Nerdalogs, Your Stories. We were on an episode called Role Models, R-O-L-L Models. Nice. So, but that's kind of our podcasts that are coming up. We will be – Masks of Nyarlathotep will be shifting into a new storyline in the next 6 months or so. We're going to wrap up the Masks of Nyarlathotep story and go into the Octung Cthulhu story. There is an exclamation point. You have to say it with gusto.
You didn't say it when you said it this afternoon.
What did I say this afternoon?
Oh, you were doing Russian.
Doing Russian this afternoon. It was it said Uber taxi. Mm-hmm. I said something. Yeah, it was ridiculous. So look forward to that. We're going to do some side quests in between there, and we're going to have some brand new people on for those side quests that you guys have never heard before to help promote other podcasts. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. We may be going out of town for that one. To go up, Stefan and Roach.
Oh, yes.
Stefan and Roach?
Stefan?
Yes, yeah. Because when you turn lights on and you see one, you should step on one.
And Roach.
Okay.
So that's the plan for 2015. That's what's new and coming out. I think we talked about the cons already. I'm pretty sure we did that as a live recording at MidwinterCon.
Yeah,
so you guys know where to find us there. You can always find us other places too on
Slashloot.
Slashloot's always last. So
Twitter.
Find us on Twitter. At NerdsDomain. On Facebook at facebook.com/NerdsDomain. You can find us over on our Patreon at patreon.com/NerdsDomain.
And we just started recently dumping pictures into our Instagram.
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram at the_nerds_domain.
Yep.
You can go over to the website, sign up for our newsletter. You can also find us there. That's important. It's on the right-hand side.
Ooh, sign up for the newsletter.
And we should also be able to be found on Slashloot, where you can buy our shirts. And thank you, guys. We'll talk to you guys real soon.